Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Lakers may not be as washed up as some people thought. The Spurs have kicked things into gear, and they may not get caught. The Knicks are looking better than they have in recent years, which can't be said of Cleveland's hapless, hopeless Cavaliers. Joining me now to evaluate those conclusions and discuss other NBA matters is Kevin Hench of FoxSports.com. Kevin, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here, Bill.
The Cleveland Cavaliers lost to Dallas on Monday, thus setting the record for longest NBA losing streak at 25 games. The previous record was held, fittingly, by the 1981-1982 Cavaliers. Then Cleveland lost Wednesday to Detroit, but amazingly, they beat the Clippers last night. So the streak ended at 26 losses in a row. Does the next record-breaking losing streak begin tomorrow against Washington?
Might. The Cavaliers broke their own record of futility, but if there's a franchise that can match the Cavaliers' futility, it's the LA Clippers, although I would say the Clippers' future slightly brighter than the poor Cavaliers. LeBron James, in much the same way that Ted Thompson was vindicated turning to young Aaron Rodgers, I think LeBron James has been vindicated in leaving woebegone Cleveland.
You know, regarding the Cavaliers and all this losing, teams in the NBA have been known to tank in order to get a better shot in the lottery. I wonder if the Cavaliers even have to try to tank.
No, that's one thing they've got taken care of, totally taken care of by that roster. You cannot impugn their integrity. They are losing honestly and atrociously.
Is it safe to say that the Miami Heat has found its stride?
Absolutely, and I see a team that is so athletic, a team that can get good shots with 5 seconds on the shot clock, and the Heat can always put the ball in Dwayne Wade's hands or LeBron James's hands and get a decent shot. I think the Heat, clearly the favorites to come out of the East, and I'm not backing off my year-long prediction of Heat over the Lakers in the finals.
When Boston and L.A. meet during the regular season, people often talk about it as a statement game. What, if any, statement was made on Thursday when the visiting Lakers beat the Celtics 92-86?
Well, there were a couple statements made in that game. The obvious one was Ray Allen setting the NBA's all-time three-point field goal record. That means two things. That means you're a great shooter. It also means you're old, unfortunately, because you don't set those career marks when you're 25. And I think that the Celtics got exposed for their age a little bit against the Lakers on Thursday night. It gets harder in May. It gets harder in June. And I just don't see how this particular unit of the Celtics can compete in a seven-game series with those young, athletic Miami Heat.
Kevin, the Knicks are playing at about a 500 pace this season, which is a vast improvement over recent years. Much has been said about how important it is to the NBA for the Knicks to be good, but hasn't the league been doing okay even during those years when the Knicks were terrible?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly the Knicks at least are entertaining now, and if they were, I don't think they would be a title contender if they got Carmelo Anthony, but they certainly would be that much more entertaining.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Carmelo Anthony in that context. Carmelo Anthony was going to be a Knick, and then he was going to be a Net, and then for a little while he was going to be a Laker, and now he's saying he'll consider signing an extension with Denver if he isn't dealt by the February 24th deadline. What's your guess about where he ends up?
I think he's still going to find his way to New York. I think that's where he wants to be, and often these things have a way. I mean, especially when you start getting third and fourth teams involved, they have a way of accommodating the superstar. The one thing, you know, while it was briefly rumored out here that Carmelo might be coming to the Lakers, I thought, you know, how would that work? And one thing I will say about Kobe Bryant, he hates to lose. I mean, you see it on his face. You see it every twitch. Like, he hates to lose. He hates to lose any possession. He hates to lose. And watching the Nuggets and watching Carmelo Anthony, I feel like he's okay with losing. He'd rather win. He'd rather win, but I don't think he loses a lot of sleep at night.
San Antonio has rather quietly posted the league's best record, so I guess it speaks softly and carry a big Duncan.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not backing off my year-long statement that that team is too old, that the big three, that Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker cannot get them to the promised land. But it's, I'm really, my convictions are being tested as they storm towards 68 wins. I mean, it's a testament to Popovich and the way they play every night. And, you know, they just won a very tough game by 1 point on a tip-in at the buzzer against the Lakers out here in L.A. And they do look playoff ready. They look playoff tough. But I'm not going to deviate. I still don't think that team can beat the Lakers in a seven-game playoff series.
Kevin, on Thursday, Utah head coach Jerry Sloan announced his retirement. He's been with the team since 1988 and recently signed a one-year extension with the Jazz. Were you as surprised as everybody else seemed to be when he decided to hang it up?
Not really. I mean, you know, I think it was time. I think there was some burnout there and definitely some disconnect with the players, most notably Deron Williams. And I think they can't say that they didn't give Jerry Sloan's system the best shot. You know, 23 seasons, a lot of wins, no championships, and Deron Williams is a superstar. Now it's on him. You know, were you being held back by Jerry Sloan? Well, we're about to find out because it's your team now, Deron Williams, and I feel like we'll see if he's good enough to take them to that next level, because right now I don't even have them in the top four in the West.
Kevin Hench covers the NBA for FoxSports.com. You can hear his podcast with John Sally, Spider and the Henchman on iTunes and AdamCarolla.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Bill.